Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Happy, happy Tuesday for everybody listening live, and happy whatever day it is if you happen to be listening to us a different day in the future. This is Betsy McLaughlin here with Kathy Williams, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance.
Hi, everybody.
We're so happy you're here listening to us. And today's topic is what to do when you don't know what to do. Kind of a tongue twister if you say it really fast. And, you know, I wonder how many people listening have found themselves frozen in indecision or second guessing what they think they're going to be doing. Not that I have ever done any of that, Kathy.
Oh, right. Me neither. Second guess myself.
Never.
You know, I love that word should. So I think we'll talk a bunch about the word should today and stop shoulding on ourselves. And before
we dive in,
we are imperfect, as the title says, and we're brilliant in some ways, as are you, even if you don't acknowledge it. And we love to help people expand their brilliance into different areas of their lives. Mm-hmm. My specialty happens to be abundance, although I have plenty of experience with all sorts of other topics, as does Betsy. From food, we've both definitely had eating hang-ups in our life, and I'm actually having a class on that on Thursday. So if you'd like to dive in, if you eat for comfort or grounding or because you're stuffing emotion or to avoid things, you might just want to hop in there to change that habit, that pattern. And that is at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. So Betsy and I do classes online and in person. We have been Access Consciousness facilitators for several years now, both, you know, BARS facilitators starting at one point and then later becoming certified facilitators, which means we teach classes all over the place, all over the world. Access BARS, which is an energy modality, and also The Foundation, which is a four-day class that just zaps open and zaps you out of the areas of limitation in your life with different questions to ask, with different tools to use, no matter where you have hang-ups. So we teach in person and online, and also do one-on-one coaching. And we love to have this show. You know, this show is a door for a lot of people into asking more questions and receiving more out of life. So we're really grateful you're here listening, and we always love hearing your ideas. So if you have ideas for shows, toss them our direction. We'll put them on the list. And when they sort of stand out in neon or say hello, that's when they get chosen. So it's not a linear process.
Not at all.
We do always love hearing from you. I heard from someone in from Sweden last week, and that was just so super exciting. She says, I listen every single week. So hi out there. We're grateful you're listening. And we do have a Facebook page, Imperfect Brilliance. We have a website of the same name, and you can also reach Betsy McLaughlin on Facebook, or we'll give our websites in a little while, or I am Kathy Jones Williams on Facebook, and so you can always reach out there. A little tip, if you're reaching out via Messenger, please do give us a message. That way we don't, you know, if we don't know who you are, we will friend you, you know, how that tends to happen, where, you know, you don't know who someone is, so you're not sure about them. So do message us, and we'll say, oh, yay, thanks for being a listener, and we're happy to connect. Anyway, that's it for the intro, and we're going to get started in what to do when you don't know what to do. And I love this topic. It's Betsy who initiated it, so I'm going to throw the ball to her and see what she has to say.
Well, I just don't know what to do, Kathy.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, I suggest... Do you have any food around? Maybe you could eat.
You could always do that.
I know. And I mean, and how many of us actually, non-jokingly, how many of us actually do that, where we're like, huh, I'm bored, or huh, I'd like something fun to do. Oh, there's chocolate, a box of them that someone left for me. Well, maybe I'll just have one of those. No. Or am I the only one who does this? No, I know, because my hairdresser stopped by today and she mentioned doing that herself. So everywhere we tend to go to food when we're not sure what to do, can we destroy and uncreate that?
Woo! Yes, ma'am.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts. Boys and beyonds. And if you don't know what I said, that is the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. You want to talk about it, Betsy?
Sure. It's basically, you know, like when you defrag your computer and it just gets rid of, it's an energetic clearing, and it really is designed to bypass your logical thinking mind, and it's designed on purpose to not make sense. And it basically just clears out the energy. So if you'd like to get more information, you can go to theclearingstatement.com, where Dr. Dane here, one of the co-founders of Access Consciousness, does explain it in a little bit more detail than we really have time to do on a quick one-hour radio show. So you'll find that throughout, if we follow the energy. And if you've listened to us at all, you see we go all over the place and winding roads, and we never really know where we're going to end up, and totally following the energy. So if something feels a little wonky or heavy, we may just run the clearing statement to shift some energies. So what do you do when you don't know what to do? One of the things I did want to bring up is, choosing to do nothing is still a choice.
Yes.
And I have been guilty of that for sure, if you want to, you know, like put that word on it. But I have definitely been, well, I don't know what to do, so I'm not going to do anything. Well, doing nothing is still choosing to do something. And then how much can that, and I know for me, that's tied myself up in knots, where then I'm paralyzed. And I'm not doing anything. And then I might then go to the space of beating myself up because I'm not doing anything, or I'm not choosing anything, or I'm not going to make the right choice. So if I can't make the right choice, then I'm not going to do anything. So then if I'm not going to do anything, and then blah, 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 and you can see right where the mind starts getting, like, is so in the way of being able to create or choose anything, that literally, like, you know, part of our description today in the show was that you are absolutely frozen in time and space. So when you're in that space of being frozen, you're not moving forward, you're not moving backwards, you're not moving sideways because, oh my God, I might make the wrong choice, so I'm not going to do anything. You're still choosing something. So we definitely wanted to bring that up into the conversation. So everything this is bringing up, everywhere I've done that, everywhere I've judged myself, I'm going to ask you, Kathy, if you would destroy and uncreate all of the judgments that I might have been projecting on myself.
Yes, for all of us. Will you destroy and uncreate them, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Yeah, so it gets into this, what I'm hearing, Betsy, is it gets into the cycle of judgment, where it's mm-hmm. just like, judging yourself for not knowing what is the right action or word or whatever mm-hmm. it is, the right thing to do. And so mm-hmm. we're not doing anything. We're not choosing anything. And you know, sometimes what I love to do when I'm not sure what to do is to start to dive in and ask some questions, because just by getting curious, we can get more information, you know, and mm-hmm. some of that will be from our awareness, right? If we're asking ourselves, like, I had a client come here today and she was talking about, well, I've had this thing in my throat since October, and this is what was going on in October. And in a matter of minutes, by asking some questions, we cleared that away. That was gone. Right. And so those questions were, you know, to bring our own awareness, both my awareness and her awareness. So sometimes the questions, I mean, questions always open the door to greater awareness. Sometimes they'll be of yourself. Sometimes they'll be of the universe. Sometimes you can ask questions of your body. For example, in the food class that I'm giving starting Thursday, it will be a lot of questions of the body. And sometimes it's questions of the person on the other end of the phone or at the airport, you know, hey, is it possible to get an upgrade here? Or, you know, is it possible to get on another flight? Like, in order for that to happen, we can't just ask the universe, right? We actually have to take an action in the world and ask somebody else, even if it's uncomfortable for us. So asking questions in all different ways to bring awareness and to awareness of the possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and I can hear some people maybe wondering, well, what if I don't know what questions to ask?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, that is a great question. What question do I ask here? That in and of itself is a question. You know, I was sitting down one-to-one with a pretty well-known hedge fund advisor in this past week. And he was asking me some questions, and I said to him, well, you know, one of the questions I thought I should be asking you is, what questions would you be asking if you were me? And, you know, that's a great question. Like, if you don't know what to ask, what questions would you be asking if you were me?
I love it.
And he loved that too.
Did that give him some questions? Then did that give him some questions to then share with you?
Yeah. And in fact, what he said was, he said, Kathy, someone taught me a long time ago, who, what, where, why, when. Like, if I don't know what to ask, then I can ask why or who or where. Like, those are always available. Or how. You know, and I was like, oh, true. Yeah, you can always ask that, right? If you don't sense you have enough information, who do I need to talk to? What should I be asking them? You know, what could I ask that if I asked it would open up the possibilities here? And we're going to get a little bit, as we go on in the show, we'll get a little bit, because these seem kind of intangible, right? Like, okay, can you give us some real life examples, Betsy and Kathy, instead of just like, yeah. However, first, I'd love to just get your energy in the direction of curiosity,
mm-hmm.
right? Because when we're functioning from curiosity, we don't have to know the right answer. We don't have to know what action is right, good, perfect, correct to take. We're functioning from curiosity, which is your natural state. That's how you were as a 2-year-old, as a 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
somewhere along
the line. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you were done. My apologies.
No, keep going. So, yeah, go ahead.
So yeah, somewhere along the line, we just stopped having that natural curiosity. So everywhere that you have, it totally is. So what would it be like to allow yourself to have that curiosity again?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, I have a fun story that goes along with this. So everything that doesn't allow it, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all 9 shorts, boys and beyonds. So actually, the guy I interviewed was in on this conversation because I also told him the story and he was like, oh, yeah, I was there. So
yeah.
if you know who Kevin O'Leary is, he's kind of the baldish guy on the show Shark Tank. And oh my gosh, so we're going to hold the story and tell the story when we get back. So thanks everybody so much for listening to Imperfect Brilliance Radio Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm gonna return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everybody, to Imperfect Brilliance, where you are listening with Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Jones-Williams, where today we are talking about what do you do when you don't know what to do. And just as Kathy was getting ready to tell us a story, it was time for break. So you were mentioning Kevin O'Leary, and that was as far as we got. So you want to pick up with your story, Kathy?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. So it's a fun story, I think. So Kevin O'Leary is the bald guy on Shark Tank. Well, sort of bald anyway. Bald on top. And they kind of paint him to be not the nicest guy, you know, and reality shows mm-hmm. can do that, right? Get bits and snippets of someone's personality and then and make them look that way. Anyway, so this guy named Steve, he was with Kevin. And, you know, he said to Kevin, "You're being so annoying. You're asking so many questions." And Kevin looks at him and he goes, "Who's the billionaire? You might want to start asking more questions." So if there's any correlation between asking questions and how much money you have, how many more questions would you have to ask to have the amount of money you would like to have? Just something mm-hmm. to play with.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay. So I need to ask way more questions in my life.
And we're having this question conversation, in case you missed the first part of the show, because when you don't know what to do, questions are one of the first things you can turn to. Now, do I have enough information here? No. Okay, so what information do I require? Oh, I need to know more about dates. Okay, cool. Who can I contact? You know, or where is the information I need? You know, we start to gather. It's like we're an investigator. Gathering information. And I know you were going to say something else, Beth.
I forgot now. That's okay.
Okay. And sometimes, you know, now is not the time, right, to make some choice. For example, you know, the other day, my husband was like, "Hey, shall we go to the mainland? I live on Hawaii, so we call the other United States the mainland. Shall we go to the mainland for holiday break?" And, you know, it's already, what, December 11th? So he asked this, mm-hmm. like, yesterday or the day before, 2 days ago, I think. And I was just like, whoa. You know, it was this kind of bomb into my universe. Because I got this picture of, like, airports and crowded and cold and my two kids and all this stuff came into my awareness. And, you know, that particular day at that particular time was not the time to make the choice, right? It's like, I'll get back to you on that. And so I asked some questions. I asked, okay, what's my life like in 5 years if I choose this? What's my life like in 5 years if I don't choose this? And, you know, it was pretty clear that by choosing it, my life will expand. However, that didn't mean, like, I was ready to go purchase flights, right? I mean, there's a lot to consider. He works every other week. So it's like, okay, which week do we go? And his dad's in the hospital, so, you know, are they going to be at their home or are they going to be, in a city 5 hours away, you know, like all this different stuff that all came into my awareness at once. And I was just like, whoa, okay. Asking those two questions brought more clarity and, mm-hmm. you know, is now the time to make this choice? No, I just wasn't in the space to make it.
That's such a good point, because it could just be that right now is not the time, and that's okay. You know, now is not the time. If you have that awareness, it's a different thing than being in the monkey mind chatter that I was kind of, you know, giving you guys a sample of at the very beginning, where you can tie yourself up in knots, so then you don't make any choice. But if you're like, you know, right now just isn't the time, then okay, so then you just ask more questions and you just keep asking. So it could be tomorrow, it could be half an hour from now, then is the time to ask questions or to talk about it. And it's an ever evolving thing around questions, isn't it, Kathy?
Yes. It is. And please don't try to get it right, because that implies that there's a wrong. and it's really just like the attitude of wonder and curiosity is such a gift, right? It's something that can inform every moment of every day. Because if you're willing to be in wonder and curiosity, then even something that seems maybe negative or like it's going wrong, you can inquire, what's the gift in this? You know, or how could I use this to create something greater? And by asking that sort of question, you can begin to create something greater from it. When you're making something wrong, whether it's a situation or whether it's you, I myself have been known to make myself wrong. I'm sure you haven't, Bets. You know, like when we're making a situation or someone else or ourselves wrong, the word that really pops in is prohibits. It keeps us from seeing what's beyond that judgment. So if we just have curiosity, we can use whatever's going on to create something more rather than something less. And if we judge it for ourselves, then we end up boxing ourselves in.
So true. And that was definitely one of the points that I wanted to bring in was, you know, everywhere that you're trying to make the right choice, the right decision, would you be willing to discern and create all that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pep talk, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So, you know, I certainly can be a perfectionist and want to get it right before I do anything. So in that, then that starts the whole thing of second guessing, triple quick guessing, looking at it from every possible angle before doing anything. So it contributes to me not moving forward when I'm in that space. And when I'm in that space, I'm definitely not asking questions, not, you know, like the one you shared, which I love and I use all the time, especially when I might be like, I really don't get an awareness of what to do. And I find that I'm doing that mind tripping thing. It's like, okay, what would my life look like in? And I change the numbers. It could be 6 weeks from now, 6 months, 5 years, you know, I'll play with different energies. And it's interesting, like I'll ask that question, okay, what would my life look like in 6 weeks if I choose this? And I may or may not get an energy or anything. So then I'll be like, all right, what would my life look like in 6 weeks if I don't choose this? What would my life look like in 2 years if I choose this? You know, so I'll play with different numbers just to kind of also get myself out of me thinking that I know what the answer is.
Ah.
And I can be good that way too. Like, oh, I think I already know what it's going to be. Right? Not that, you know, I want to control everything or anything. so being that I know I could have, I can have those tendencies, I will mix things up and ask these questions just to see what the energy is. And if I don't get anything, I keep asking. So is now, like Kathy shared before, maybe now's not the time. So I will ask that question. Is now the time? Is now the time to ask these questions? Is it tomorrow? Is it, am I not, are there other questions I could be asking here? And I will continue asking questions and see what pops. And when I'm asking questions, I also get out of my head.
Ah, yes. Yes. You know, and I love that you brought that in, Betsy. You get out of your head. You know, sometimes when we get fixated on something, a lot of the times when we something sticks us, there's a lie present. And we get to look at, like, what's the lie here? Am I aware of it? Is it spoken or unspoken? What's the lie here? And sometimes the lie is us telling ourselves, well, I need to figure this out right now. Or I can have this, but not that. I can't have both. You know, so asking what is the lie here is such a gift, you know. Even when someone else tells you something, you know, if that sticks you. A couple of weeks ago, I had a conversation with someone and they seemed really sincere at the time. And then I walked away and something felt so off, right? After that conversation, after that lunch, something felt so off. And I just kept coming back to this one thing they said. And I was like, oh, okay, it's sticking me. Is there a lie here? And there was, and when I asked, it was pretty clear what it was. So when something's sticking you, just ask, hey, is there a lie here? And sometimes it's spoken, right? And sometimes it's an unspoken lie. Like in the book I put together, Relationships Done Easy, there's a woman in the book who said she kept coming back to this and this kept sticking her. You can either have love or a business, right? And that was the lie she was telling herself on some level. And she finally saw the lie there. Like, oh, that's not really true. I can have both.
Gotcha.
So when something sticks, it's a lie. Yeah.
Mm. So what questions can you ask if you're aware of that stuck energy? Or something sticking you.
Yeah, I mean, that is one of the things I ask. Like, is there a lie here? And if so, what is it? Oh, that. Okay, huh. Is it, you know, it could be, is it something I'm telling myself?
Great question. Am I lying to myself here? Wow.
Yeah, even, you know, I mean, the title of this itself, right? What's the title? Something like, what do you do when you don't know what to do? Even that, like, oh, I don't know, right? How often do we tell ourselves, I don't know, right? And we tell ourselves that, and then, you know, that can lead us to cut off more of our awareness. Oh, I don't know. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? Oh, I don't know. That's like, well, if you had a choice, what would you choose? Right? So that is actually the one thing I don't allow students to say in my foundation classes.
Yeah.
I could say, Kathy, I disagree with you. Kathy, I don't believe that. Whatever, you could swear, whatever, it doesn't matter to me, but you can't say, I don't know. Because if you do, you owe me $2, and I'm going to ask, well, if you did know, what would you know?
Well, and you know, even saying that I don't know is like discounting yourself.
Exactly. How much do we love to do that?
Yes, exactly. Everywhere we have discounted ourselves, let's destroy and uncreate all, and all the places and we've judged ourselves with that. Let's destroy and uncreate all that times gazillion.
Yay! Right, wrong, good, bad, yeah. Hot talk, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond.
Wow, there was quite a bit of energy there.
Yeah, it's like we could do a whole show on the lies we tell ourselves. Like, how many times do we say, I don't know, when on some level we know?
Mm-hmm.
When someone's lying to you, on some level you know.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm. Yes.
All right. So everything this is, everything is bringing up, everything is slowing down. Let's destroy it and create it. All right, wrong,
thank
good,
you.
Bad, puck, puck, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
Please.
If you did know, what questions would you ask? What
and
energy
if you did
would
know,
you be?
What would you choose?
Yes. And here's another thing. Are you willing to make a choice that might not work out the way you want it to?
What, Betsy? What? Why would I choose something that might not work out the way I want it to?
I know. And so if you're doing that, how many times are you not allowing yourself to fail? Or what you think is failing?
Yes. I love that. You know, if you look at like he's an all-star baseball player, how many times do they actually strike out?
Yes.
But
good.
They don't.
That's a
not
great
go
analogy.
Out there.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't go out there. They don't sit behind the, you know, what do they call that place, the dugout? They don't sit
yes.
there and not go out to the field because, you know, they might strike out. Or they might, you know, or they might not, you know, they might hit a ball and it gets caught. I love that.
Right? Like 4 out of 10 hits is good.
Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. We'll be back after a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Thanks, everybody.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. This is Kathy Williams here with my co-host, Betsy McLaughlin. Flynn. And before we jump back into our topic, which is what to do when you don't know what to do, I would love to talk about some of the things that are coming up online and also in person. So, Betsy, do you have any classes coming up?
Oh, my gosh, I sure do. I have, actually, this weekend I've got an energetic facelift class, which that's in person, and you actually get to spend the day having delicious energy on your face that rejuvenates and just feels so, so yummy. And that is Sunday in Maryland. And then I also have an end of the year foundation class, which Kathy has mentioned a little bit about. It's a 4-day class that truly is a foundation for empowering you to give you the life that you beyond anything you even know is possible. And it's certainly for both Kathy and myself, when we first took that class, to talk about a life-changing class. And we are so honored to facilitate that class and to watch people literally bloom and explode in front of us into greater possibilities than they ever even imagined possible. So I love teaching that. And then I've got a bunch of other things that are all coming up that you can find on my Facebook page and on my website shortly at creatingyumminess.com. And you can always email me if you'd like at accessbetsy@gmail.com. And you can find us too. We both have pages on the Access Consciousness website as well as our own individual sites. So lots of ways to find us.
Thank you. And I have, as I mentioned, 5 days of harmony with food. This is a class that's online. You can either be present or put your questions in the Facebook group and then listen to the recordings at any time. And this is really for you if you find yourself overeating when you're at a party or eat just because you see food around or eat out of comfort or, you know, trying to ground. So many reasons we eat that don't have anything to do with hunger. And gosh, I had all those things for many, many, many years, and I finally have harmony with food. And I can tell you it's so wonderful and delicious not to, you know, have hang-ups all over the place, because food is everywhere. It's not something we can quit cold turkey like cigarettes. Food has to do with connection with people and reward and punishment and all this stuff. And what happens when you take punishment and reward and overeating and hang-ups out of the picture? Life gets so much better. So you can find that at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. Meet Kathy Williams, Kathy with a K, Williams with an S, /upcoming, because it will start on Thursday, and it's 5 half hours. That means it's 2.5 hours worth of information, clearings and activities and exercises and awarenesses for a better relationship with food during the holiday season and beyond. And then come in March, you can join me when it's still whale season in Hawaii. And whale season is the best season, and I don't think that's a judgment. Just might be an awareness. the weather is so yummy, and of course the whales are pretty profound and amazing. We're just starting to begin to see them now in early December, but they'll jump for you and do all sorts of whaley activities. And that is when I have a 4-day foundation class here in early March, before the rush of spring break. So I'll teach access bars, and then the foundation. And again, you can find that class and all upcoming classes of mine at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. All right. So thank you for listening to that. Thanks for letting us share what's bubbling up and exciting for us. And we would love to hear what's bubbling up and exciting for you in terms of what topics you'd like to hear about. And you can always email us at imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com or send us a note on Facebook. And so that's what else in terms of what do you do when you don't really know what to do?
You know what? So I asked before the break, I asked if you would be willing to make a mistake. And yeah, right. So are you willing to make a mistake? And are you willing to choose? Like choose something. And, you know, so sometimes you've got to get out of your own way. And again, you know, all of these things I'm speaking from personal experience. And recently, like a couple of months ago, I made a big, big change in part of my life that I was aware of that required to be done for a while. And I definitely went to the mind game with myself of, is now the right time? Should I do it now? And I asked questions, and I knew that it was not really working for me anymore, and I still chose to stay. And I was okay with that. So it what was interesting about all of that was I knew that I was what I was choosing wasn't the lightest choice, and I was still choosing it. And I had gone to justification of all the reasons why I wasn't going to choose to change this particular situation. And it was like a monetary thing. Well, I'll choose to change it when I have more bills paid off. And I'm going to choose to do this when blah, blah, blah. So I was going very linearly, easy word for me to say, apparently. And I was going, so I was choosing very logically and thinkingly, and okay, if I have all of my ducks in a row, then I can choose this, and then blah, 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 blah. Well, what I also had been doing was asking the universe for more ease in my life and more contribution and for the other things that really lit me up with my access work and facilitating people and everything. I was really asking for that to ramp up. So I had kind of this diversity of stuff going on in my life, and the universe kind of gave me a big kick in the pants and was like, okay, you're asking for this, and then you're still holding on, so we're going to just kind of like push you over the edge. So and so for me, you know, right, so I had been asked, and I knew. So here was the thing that I knew I was choosing not to choose anything, and I was okay with that. And then I kind of went around behind myself and started being like, well, this really isn't working. So how can I still wasn't willing to like pull the trigger, but I was asking some questions. So you see what I mean? I was like kind of doing it again, not in a linear fashion. And I was still asking some questions and making some choices. So anyhow, kind of a long story just to say where when I actually, now that the choice has been made and I finally got to the point where, yes, doggone it, I made the choice and I made a big choice. And as soon as I made that choice, like all these doors opened. And I was like, holy guacamole, look at what I had been dynamically refusing because all of my logical reasons and explanations why. So I was definitely getting in my own way, and I knew it, and I was okay with that. So that's the other thing, you know, there was no judgment, and I was like, okay, cool, and I'm not choosing it yet, and that's okay. And then when I did choose it, it was time. It was just the time. And when I was asking those questions, like the last time before I finally made the choice, because I'd been asking these questions, like, all right, what will my life look like in 5 years if I choose this? And it was so expansive. It was so light. It was so joyful that it was like, okay, I can. And then it was like, what if will my life look like if I don't choose this? And it was so the opposite. It was like, I cannot not choose this any longer. And so as soon as I did, it was just amazing what rolled out. So I just share that to say, what if what's behind the door that you're agonizing over opening, what if it's far greater than anything you can even imagine? And what if it's not, right? So it could be, or you could open that door and be like, oh, you know? So then would you be willing to open more doors and ask more questions and keep going no matter what is in front of you?
I love that, Betsy. Yeah. Yeah, it's like when we're kids, I'm going to bring this analogy in because we've all been there. When we're kids, we feel okay taking risks, like, okay, I'm just going to paint this sun purple, okay? And then if it's not quite the right color purple or if it doesn't seem to work out, we're like, oh, okay, well, actually, I'm turning in, it's not a sun, it's a turtle. And then we draw arms on it and make it into a turtle. And there's a sense of flexibility. And whether it's because we're trying not to be judged by others or we're just used to judging ourselves a lot, as adults, we don't do that as much where we're like, well, shoot, this didn't work out the way I thought it would, but what could I turn it into that's greater than I could have imagined? Or, you know, how can I use this to create something greater? Mm-hmm. You know, I just spent a huge amount of money. This is a thing that I still make myself wrong for, I guess, as I look at it. right after I got married, I got a nice amount of money, as you know, for wedding gifts. So we spent part of it on a computer program, you know, for making money on the internet. And we did a little bit of it, but some of it, you know, was a little bit, you know, trying to get us to do something we didn't really have enthusiasm about and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, okay, how could I take this thing that I've judged myself for now for years, right? Mildly, you know, and actually use it to create something greater with the awareness I have now, with the information I have now. What would it take for that to make me money, right? Universe, show me. And I really do love asking universe, show me, and sometimes even make it really clear. Universe, make it really clear. You know, what's the gift in this? And it will. It might not show up in this 10 seconds or even this year, but it will. You know, you will receive something because you asked for it. If you're willing to have it, be open to receiving it, it will show up.
Yes, it will. It absolutely will. So what we've got, just a few minutes left before the end of another very fast show. I swear these shows get quicker and quicker all the time, Kathy. And any other like parting words of wisdom that are popping in?
You know, what I would like you guys to know is, no matter where you are, no matter what dead end you feel like you're at, there is always another possibility available. So what possibilities are available that I'm not seeing right now? How can I use this situation to create something greater than I've never even imagined. What possibilities haven't I considered yet?
I love those questions, and it really does get yourself out of anywhere you might be judging yourself or thinking that you're just not getting it or doing something right. And having that childlike wonder and the childlike no point of view about, you know, making all the colors instead of only allowing yourself a few colors out of the crayon box to color your life. What if you chose every single color?
Yay, you mean that's available?
It is. You know, I really marvel at, you know, all of the choices you've made have brought you to where you are today. Every single one of them, choosing or not choosing. And what if none of them were wrong? And what if you could celebrate every single choice or non-choice that you've made in your life?
Whoa, celebration is key. And I love that you brought that in. You know, it's
Thank you.
If you could celebrate living today? What would you choose? Ah, we'll leave with that.
Yes. Go celebrate yourself, guys, and have a great week. Thank you so much for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. We so appreciate you.
Yes, we do. Thanks a lot, everyone. And if you can't wait till next Tuesday to hear us, we're on iTunes, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud. You can subscribe on any of these things and hear us on your commute or while you're washing dishes or whatever the case may be. Thanks, everybody. Aloha.